The Steve Gruber Show, American Values with Midwestern Common Sense.
You look too good to me. Your beady eyes that could cut me in two, and I just can't let you be. But it's a free for all, and a heart I said, you can bet your life. Stakes are high, and so am I.
All right, 33 after here on this free for all Friday. Frank checking in DeWitt real quick. Frank, what's on your mind?
Steve, are you going to have Nolan Finley, editor of Detroit News, on before the election again?
Oh, of course.
Well, if you do, would you please nail him to the wall about the ridiculous headline yesterday his paper carried about this so-called Donald Trump espionage stuff? Anybody can, obviously, that he was joking. He was tweaking Hillary Clinton because, hello, the Russians do have our state secrets because of her. Thanks, Steve.
Thank you. Thank you for checking in. Yeah. In fact, that's what I was on the BBC about yesterday, talking about how absurd this is. I mean, the fact of the matter is the DNC wants to talk about something, anything, besides the WikiLeaks hacks. And the racist emails, the homophobic emails, the anti-Semitic emails, all of it. I mean, they're beside themselves. They're beside themselves on how to get away from this conversation. That's what it is. They want nothing at all to do with this because it is very telling about who they are. It's very telling about who they are as an organization. And it tells you the truth about the DNC. They cheat. They lie. They'll use anything. They'll refer to Bernie Sanders, beliefs when it comes to religion, whether he's a Jew or not, or an atheist. They'll make fun of a woman's name if she's black and they think that her name's funny. They'll do whatever, and then they'll deny it. It's the Russians. The Russians did it. How absurd. It's so bad, in fact, that The Nation, far-left rag, called him out on it. Salon.com called it a fabricated Russian hacker conspiracy. Is this a joke? Are you kidding, said Salon? No, it's real. Genevieve Wood with us, leading voice for the Heritage Foundation to sort it out further. Genevieve, welcome to the program.
Good morning.
Yeah, I'm sure that it's Donald Trump is in bed with Vladimir Putin. And let me say something. He's getting all this. He wants to be friends with the Russians. Yeah. And he should be. It's called detente. And let me tell you something, or at least, get some sort of relationship there. It's okay for Barack Obama to go out and make friends with Iran, the Muslim Brotherhood in Egypt, go to Cuba. But there's some problem with Donald Trump reaching out to Vladimir Putin to find some working arrangement. I mean, please.
It is a bit on the ridiculous side, Steve. I have to agree with you. And look, I think most of what Trump has said, yeah, I want to get along with a lot of people around the world, but more importantly, what he's talked about is we want countries to respect us again. And the truth is that, that was all Barack Obama talked about, if you will recall, back when he ran 8 years ago, and so did Hillary, for that matter, that, because everybody just thought that America was like cowboys, George W. Bush was starting wars around the world, that if they just got elected, we'd have kumbaya and everybody would love America again. Well, we've seen that hasn't turned out to be the case, even though, as you rightly point out, he's a meeting with dictators and the like. I think Trump is right to say we want people to fear us, to respect us, not know what we're going to do if they cross the line. But all this stuff about the email scandal and the like, the reality is what's in the emails is what the problem is. Hacking
is
the problem,
question.
Too. There's
no question. There's so much dirt in there. There is so much dirt in those emails. It's homophobic, it's anti-Semitic, it's racist, it's misogynist. It shows that Debbie Wasserman Schultz and other members, high-ranking members of the DNC, rigged the primary system to work against Bernie Sanders. And, of course, she's thrown out for corruption and immediately hired by Hillary Clinton and her campaign because Debbie also knows the dirty secrets inside Hillary's closet. So we better get her on the team so she doesn't say anything bad about us.
Yeah, look, I mean, the reality is this was their immediate desire to go to start talking about who hacked it, who broke in, was a clear indication you guys aren't serious. I mean, I don't know, but I haven't heard of any Democratic staffer beyond Debbie Wasserman Schultz being fired. And there's at least seven people that we know their names related to these emails. I mean, you can see their names on the emails. We did a story earlier this week that showed at least two people within their communications office that were basically, you know, talked to the hand is what they were saying to conservative outlets that were contacting them looking for, you know, information related to the Democratic convention. But yet when it came to liberal news outlets and media outlets, they were overeager to help them. Now, that's their prerogative, and they can do that. But it, just like you said with the other things, it shows a complete bias in terms of the media that they're willing to deal with. But yet, as far as I know, those people still have their jobs.
Yeah, well, exactly. Why? They're not going to lose their jobs. They have standing. It's the epitome of a double standard. It's the epitome of people that have racism in their heart, that have misogynist thoughts in their hearts, pointing at the other guy. I mean, this is the way this works. The DNC, you know, trying to label the other team as this bad team, and then the truth comes out, and then it's anything you can do to deflect that. Oh, my God, it's the Russians. I mean, it is so far-fetched. And so, I mean, did the Russians hack? Possibly. And if they did, let me tell you something. They already had the 30,000 emails that Hillary Clinton said were about yoga and wedding plans. So why would we be concerned about it, Hillary, if there's nothing there for national security? Why would you be so concerned about it if it's just pictures of you in yoga pants? I mean, what?
Well, I mean, but this is the reality. The end justifies the means with many people in politics, and I think this is a perfect example. It's okay to break the rules and do whatever what you want to do, whether you're, it's your email server that you want to keep private, whether it's, you know, blocking one nominee with inside your party because you think the other has a better chance of winning the long-term game. The end justifies the means for them. But now that it's been exposed, the American public has the opportunity to make a decision. Do the ends justify the means for them? I mean, I think it's very clear.
You
pointed a lot of it out. Voters now can make that decision.
Let me ask you this, Genevieve. I mean, if this had been a Republican RNC type thing, it would be front page news. It'd be in the 24-hour news cycle day after day after day after day. But
the Justice Department would be involved.
Right. And just like last night, however, when there were signs being held that said no TPP, liar signs being held up, the cameras quickly pan away so you can't see it, and the Democratic scandal is quickly buried after a day or two. But the fact of the matter is, it's a double standard. I hope the public gets it. I hope they realize what kind of people they're dealing with. I hope they can ferret out the truth.
Well, I think the parties here are different. Their goals are different. Their decisions on 90% of things or their plans of how they would address certain problems in the country and internationally are different. And I think that's going to come. I mean, I think it's already come out, but I think the debates are going to be, they're going to be rough and tumble because Hillary Clinton's a tough candidate and so is Donald Trump. But they have different views, different styles, and they both appear to seem willing to call the other out. So I don't think it's going to be unclear or fuzzy to the American voter about where the different candidates stand. So they're going to have a very clear choice.
I think you're right. The question is, will they get a fair measure of that by the filter of the American news media? And I don't think you get a fair measure there. I'll give you 20 seconds for the last word.
Well, you're absolutely right. Anybody who watched the convention last night watched Hillary's speech. What they didn't see in many cases were the fact that there were a number of protesters. If anybody noticed that there were just awkward moments when the crowd started chanting Hillary, like when she was talking about a relationship with Bill, all of a sudden they started chanting. It was weird. I'm like, why are they doing that? Well, come to find out later, because they were covering up protesters in the audience.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. Genevieve Wood, always a pleasure, always a great conversation. Thank you for being with us.
Thank you, Steve.